This is a day of rejoicing. We have come together to consecrate this building of the Buffalo United Methodist Church. Let us open our hearts and minds to receive God's word with faith. May our blessed communion, born of one baptism and nurtured at one table of the Lord, become one temple of the Holy Spirit as we gather in love.
We present this building to be consecrated for the worship of God and the service of all people.
By what name shall this house be known?
It shall be called Buffalo United Methodist Church.
Please stand. Dear friends, rejoice that God so moved the hearts of people that this house has been for praise and prayer. Let us now consecrate it for service and celebrate its holy use. O eternal God, might and power and of incomprehensible majesty, whom the heavens cannot contain, much less the wall of temples made with hands, you have promised your special presence whenever two or three are assembled in your name to offer praise and prayer.
By the power of your Holy Spirit, consecrate this house of your worship. Bless us and sanctify what we do here, that this place may be holy for us and a house of prayer for all people.
You may be seated.
Guide and empower us by your Holy Spirit, the proclamation of your word, and the celebration of your sacraments, the pouring out of prayer and the singing of your praise, professions of faith and testimonies to your grace, the joining of men and women in marriage, and the celebration of death and resurrection.
Save us from that failure of vision which would confine our worship within these walls, but send us out from here to be your servants to the world, sharing the blessing of Christ with the world he came to redeem.
Now, O Lord, sanctify this place, for everything in heaven and on earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the dominion, and you are exalted as head above all. Amen. Eternal God, we thank you that Christ, your living word, speaks to us through the words of Holy Scripture, written of old by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit and proclaimed today by the anointing of Scripture, by the anointing of the same Spirit. When your word is read and preached from this pulpit, purify the loves and lips of those who speak here, that your word alone may be proclaimed and your word alone may be heard and obeyed. May the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. God's word is a lantern to our feet and a light upon our path. We consecrate this pulpit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our scripture reading today comes from two places, the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 through 18. Now when Jesus, I invite you to stand for the reading of the Gospel. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. And from the epistle of 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verses 9 through 13 and 16 through 17. For we are God's servants, working together. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test what sort of work has been done. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. In 1976, the Buffalo United Methodist Church celebrated its centennial, 100 years as a church, right along with the bicentennial of our country. This congregation of believers started gathering for worship, not in 1876, but in 1849, when circuit rider Reverend William Cole preached quarterly to the settlers in the Cedar Rapids area. And so, like John Wesley riding around on a horse, Reverend Cole did that in this area. People have been sharing God's love as a congregation of Buffalo United Methodist Church, or some way, shape, or form of it, for 162 years. We are gathered as that congregation of 162 years. The first church building of Buffalo United Methodist Church wasn't a church building at all, but a log cabin of some devoted disciples that wanted to gather and share the word of God. Finally, in 1876, the first church building was dedicated. I believe it's on the front of your bulletin. It looks kind of like a schoolhouse, you know, when the church and the schoolhouse looked alike. The original church building was destroyed by a fire in 1904, as so many were at that time. And the building that we just left on Blair's Ferry Road was built in 1905. That was the home of the Buffalo congregation for over 107 years, until just this day today when we deconsecrated its space for worship. My friends, no matter where the congregation of Buffalo is located, common ministry has occurred. Sunday school was taught, youth were confirmed, baptisms were shared, and weddings celebrated, dinners were served, and those called into ministry were sent out, and loved ones were laid to rest. The universal thread of ministry of the worshiping body of Buffalo United Methodist Church was and still is faithful followers of Jesus Christ who have a desire to see that people know the love of God. As Paul stated in 1 Corinthians, hear these words again. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build it. Many people have been building on the foundation of Buffalo United Methodist Church, and it is the congregation now that is building on the foundation of Buffalo United Methodist Church. And it doesn't have to be in that location to continue to build on the foundation of Jesus Christ in the world. The foundation of Buffalo United Methodist Church is a strong one, and not because of the building that housed it for so long, but because of the faithful leaders that had a vision for what God could do when people stepped out in faith. that stepping out in faith didn't just happen back in November when I came on to this church as your pastor. God has been laying the foundation for a very long time. What we've seen in the other location is that town grew up around a country church, and a busy road got built, and businesses came around, and it sort of faded a little bit into the woodwork of the fabric of the area of town. But still, Buffalo United Methodist Church congregation decided that they wanted to be relevant in the world. And being relevant meant that conversations started and have been going on actually for a long time from what I hear, for ways that Buffalo can be more intentional in its ministry. And location kept coming up in that conversation. God has brought us to this place, 1030th Street Northeast, at this time for ministry in this neighborhood. And God has put these people in place to be the church in this neighborhood at this time in this place. We don't know what God has in store for us, but like the worshipers of Buffalo before us, we can rest assured in the power of the Holy Spirit to guide us. And we need only stay faithful to the course. We need only stay faithful to the guidance of the Holy Spirit in this place at this time. God desires for this Buffalo United Methodist Church congregation in this place to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Yes. And we are called to care well for this place. But more important, we are called to care well for the people that come into this place. We are called to help them be disciples of Jesus Christ. As we worship here, as we serve dinners, as we teach children, as we confirm, as we baptize, as we welcome in new members. And we ask God's blessing on the ministries that are here. We ask God's blessings to help us to be faithful this day and every day. And we ask God to bless this gathering today and our first worship service next Sunday, that those who feel called will come, and that those of us that feel called will go out, find and invite and worship together. God has a future for Buffalo United Methodist Church, and we are called to be faithful in that future. Let us pray. Precious and loving Lord, continue to help us to follow your guidance, to listen for the nudges of the Holy Spirit, and to be your faithful church here in this place. We praise you today and every day, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Most gracious God, we thank you that through the waters of baptism, you have given us new life, adopted us as your children, and made us members of your church. When we pour the water of baptism, making and renewing our covenant vows, pour out your spirit and give new birth. Wash away sin and clothe your people in righteousness, that dying and being raised with Christ, we may walk in new and abundant life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. There is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all. We consecrate this font in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let the people of God say amen.
Amen.
Lord God, when we gather at the Lord's table, the living Christ is known to us in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And we are renewed as his body, whose life in his breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup.
and whose life in his blood. When we eat this bread and drink from this cup, refresh all those who partake at this holy table. Feed the hunger of our hearts with the bread of heaven, and quench our deepest thirst with the cup of salvation. Strengthen us for your service in the world, and give us a foretaste of the feast to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall never thirst." We consecrate this table in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God's people said, Amen. Amen. Let us prepare now for the sacrament of Holy Communion. United Methodist Hymnal, pages 13 and 14. The service is found in the bulletin.
I know they have it in the book.
Oh, we just have it. Okay. Page 13 and 14 of the United Methodist Hymnal. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so with your people on earth, and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as we together proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, and on these gifts of bread and wine, make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, make us one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory, and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
And now, my brothers and sisters, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer in unison.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Table has been prepared. You are invited to come. We will be sharing by intinction. You will receive a piece of bread and invite you to dip it in the juice. You may want to pause for a moment of prayer and thanksgiving and then return to your seats.
Thank you.
Christ be with us.
Are there any who have not yet received the sacrament of Holy Communion? Let us pray, and then we will stand for our closing hymn and dismissal. Gracious, loving God, for the sacrament of Holy Communion, we give thanks and praise as we now have received the first celebration of the Eucharist in this new space, Buffalo United Methodist Church. Bless us to be a blessing to this community and indeed your world. In Jesus' name, amen.